FM 90.3 WJTL. That is Phillips Craig Dean Revelation Song. Michael W. Smith, A New Hallelujah. Prior to that, good morning. It's 7:20.
For today, sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon, a high of 64. For tonight, cloudy, low 50. Friday, clouds and rain, windy, rain heavy at times, a high of 59. For Saturday, clouds and showers likely, high of 64. And Sunday, partly sunny, high of 62. It is 45 degrees in York.
This morning, our friend Nicole Yotzi is with us. She's the executive director of Born to Be Different Productions. Good morning again, Nicole.
Hello.
So great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
The name of your upcoming show, The Rules of Skyfire, we were talking about earlier, and you forgot to mention dragons.
Yes, it is a fantasy show, and we are pulling out all the stops. We have a dragon puppet that moves its eyes, and we've had a kid working basically as a ventriloquist throughout the rehearsal process, and yeah, we have it all, this show.
You were saying you have new respect for authors who do world building because you have to think up names for everything.
You have to name everything. We actually had, I had a local artist make a map for us of the entire world and the regions and the locations of everything. So that's actually going to be displayed as well as on the programs and everything. We really did pull out all of the stops for this show.
So give us the gist of the show.
Absolutely. The story follows two people, D'Artagnan and Gemini, from very, very different parts of the world of Ariel. And they struggle through just family obstacles and just even them struggle against themselves to follow the call that they hear that's being called on their life, even though it's kind of out there or something different. And it's very not necessarily frowned upon, but very difficult to follow. Mm-hmm. But they are sure that they've heard the call and they want to follow it. So the whole story revolves around following the call that they feel is placed on their lives.
And speaking of the call, your call has changed. And so this is going to be your last show.
It is. As hard as it is to put Born to Be Different, to lay it down, God has brought a brand new opportunity to me to be the theater director at a local Christian school. And it's crazy how God just worked this whole show out. I had it written months before even the opportunity to be the theater director came to me. So I'm actually now living out what I wrote. And it's crazy. It's actually pretty wild, which is the song the show ends with by Lindsey Stirling. And it's an incredible story. And it feels like it's my life just set in a fantasy world with dragons.
Yeah, that doesn't seem weird.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So when is the Rules of Skyfire? When are your performances?
No, performances are November 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th here at the Junction Center, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock every day on those dates. And we're so excited. We have 8 shows total, which is the first time a Born to Be Different has ever done that. But we thought, why not? It's a fantasy
out with a
show.
Bang.
Absolutely. And spoiler, there is big bangs. So
very cool. The Rules of Skyfire, November 6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th. Details at the Junction Center website, junctioncenterproductions.com. Tickets available there. And it's a pay what you want.
Absolutely, yes. That way anyone and everyone can come without any type of financial.
And how many folks in the cast and crew?
There's 26 kids ages from 7 to 22, so that's a huge cast age gap, but it's super fun, and it's great. Crew, probably around 15. It takes a lot to make a fantasy show run.
Mm-hmm. And if folks want to get more info about Born to Be Different, you guys have a website, too.
Yes, they can visit our website or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We have all of the information posted there. Our website is www.b2bd.org, and all of the information for tickets and showings are there on there.
Very cool. Nicole, thanks for visiting
us. Thanks so much.
We wish you the best with your future.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Jordan Saint-Cyr taking us back to the music. This is Weary Traveler on WJTL. Weary Traveler.